Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to help me, as you always do. Help me to impart what you've assigned for me to do this morning. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, what you did on the cross. So amazing. God, may you get all the glory and all the honor for what is important this morning. Thank you for our apostle. Thank you for the apostolic grace that is resting on this house. Not only resting on this house, but resting in the homes of every person that is watching us on Zoom and LTTV. Thank you for being such a good God to us. I'm sorry, God. Thank you for being a great God to us. So we honor you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. This morning, I want to impart to you a story out of the Bible. Listen to what I say. I want to impart to you a story out of the Bible. You're going to understand what I mean in a few moments. As apostles always say, we cannot just read the Bible as a historical event or a story. We must always look for where we fit. How can God put this in the Bible? So if he put this in the Bible, he meant for me to benefit from it some kind of way. So the question is, how do I benefit from the historical events in the Bible? First of all, go over to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Cannot emphasize this enough. In this fourth chapter, the 11th verse gives us the fivefold ministry gifts: the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. 12th verse is very important. The 12th verse says, for the perfecting or the maturing of the saints, so that the work of the ministry can be done and the body of Christ can be built or edified. Perfecting of the saints, maturing of the saints, which simply means the longer I am around, the better I ought to be able to handle situations. And so this morning, I want to give you a secret that has been, because of the pastoral model, has been misunderstood and misconstrued. But I want you to know that every story in the Bible is available for you. Every story in the Bible is available for you. So this morning, I want to impart to you, now listen to me very carefully, because when I say this, your mind is going to immediately go to ministerial ranks. Your mind is going to immediately go to, this ain't for me. But notice what I said. Every story in the Bible, every historical event in the Bible has principles that you can pull out of and apply to your life. If it wasn't possible for you to have it or for you to achieve it, it wouldn't be in the Bible. So I want to impart to you, watch this, the secret of the double portion anointing. Now, before you, let me get your mind back right. Before you say you can't go there, Let me explain something to you about the anointing. The anointing, according to Isaiah 10:27, is the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. It didn't specify any yokes. It didn't specify any burdens. So that means any yoke, any burden can be destroyed and removed because of the anointing. So that means that I should not pay attention to the exploits of the anointing. I need to pay attention to how the anointing functions. And let me give you an example. Now, I didn't realize it. Watch this. But I have been walking in this a long time. Now, see what y'all, some of y'all did just now, did exactly what I told you not to do a few minutes ago. Compare, look at the exploits. Because right now, every last one of y'all looked at me and say, well, you ain't been doing what Apostle been doing. That's what crossed your mind. Because you're looking at the exploits or the results. The anointing of God removes burdens and destroy yokes. Not specific yokes, not specific burdens, all of them. I don't need to be apostle. We already got one. I need to be who God called. So what God called me to do, there are some burdens and yokes that Satan is going to try to place in my way that I have to be able to know how to get them destroyed and removed. Are you seeing this? So when we go into this story about Elijah and Elisha, I don't want you to pay attention to the exploits or how the anointing functioned in their lives. I just want you to realize that the anointing did function in their lives. And Elijah very simply revealed the secret and most didn't see it and didn't catch it. Why? Because you relegated it or brought it down or limited it to a physical action. And it has nothing to do with the physical. Nothing to do with the physical. Go with me to 2 Kings, the second chapter. Now, remember now, every story, historical event in the Bible is placed there for you to see. Not only for you to see, but for you to realize what I can pull out of it to apply to me. Now, this morning, you're going to learn how to access or how you can walk in a double portion of apostles' anointing. Now listen at me. Now listen. The anointing on his life removed burdens and destroyed yokes. Let me say it like this. The yokes and the burdens that he deals with are not the same what you deal with. Are you with me? 1 Kings. Let me get there. 2 Kings. I should have had it marked in my Bible, but I got to go find it. Verse 8. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither. And so they two, meaning Elijah and Elisha, went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Elijah said to Elisha, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou, I need you to underline that word. I need you to circle it. I need you to highlight it. I need you to make that. I need that word to jump out at you, because here's where we have missed it. Here's where we have relegated this or limited this to a physical action. He said, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so. Now, God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. God, if God is a spirit, why would he allow the balance of his kingdom to be relied on our physical abilities, on your ability to physically see? Watch this. He said, if thou see me when I am taken from thee. Thank you, sir. I'm taken from thee. If thou see me. Need to emphasize. See me. When. Now watch this. That word when throw you off. Because watch this. When it says when, you think that it had to happen in that moment. Let me explain to you what the author was saying. Give you an example. I got a package for you. I got a package for you. But it's already been established that I got to catch a flight. I got to catch a flight 5 o'clock this afternoon. I got a package for you. But I got to catch a flight at 5 o'clock this afternoon. The package is for you. You and I communicate. And I tell you, if you get to me before 5 o'clock, you can get this package. Yes. If not, the package is going to come with me where I'm flying to. All right. So it's not a matter of getting the package or if you get the package. The matter of is you showing up and being there. Yeah. If you can show up, you can get the package. But if you don't show up, I got to take it, because I'm not missing this flight. See, Elisha already knew Elijah was going to leave him. Even, watch this, this is going to be key. Even the other prophets knew it. But Elijah said, you ask a hard thing of me. If you see me when I leave. Now, let's change the connotation of that word see. Because y'all, some of us were stuck on physical. They think it's about the chariot. Him going to the chariot in the whirlwind. You mean to tell me God going to hang the future outcome of his kingdom being established on Elisha physically seeing Elijah go up in the whirlwind on a chariot? Think about that. You mean to tell me God is going to hang in the balance? He already tried us physically once in the garden.
We didn't fare too good physically. So you mean to tell me he gonna put the future of his kingdom being established? Because remember now, in 1 Kings 19, he gave Elijah three instructions. In 1 Kings 19, he said, Elijah, I want you to anoint two kings, and then I want you to anoint Elisha to be a prophet in thy room. Watch this. Elijah only did one. He only anointed Elisha to be a prophet in thy room. In other words, anoint him to be a prophet after you. He only did one. So there were two more things that had to be accomplished. So you mean to tell me God was going to hang in the balance those two more things getting done based on Elisha's physical ability to see? Because suppose he didn't see. If he didn't see, it'd be over. God had to go find somebody else, go through another whole process to get those two things done, to anoint those two kings. Are you with me? When Elijah said to Elisha, if you see me, now I'm about to give you the secret to the double portion now. If you see me, when I'm taken up, you can have it. What Elijah was telling Elisha, if you understand why I'm anointed, if you can perceive why I'm anointed, if you understand why God anointed me the way he's anointed me, and you got to get it before I go. If you can understand why God, now why is it important for him not just physically see him, but to understand? See, that word see there is translated understand. To perceive. If you can see beyond the natural, if you can see beyond the exploits, and you can understand why I'm anointed the way I'm anointed, why are you seeing me do all these exploits? Why are you seeing the power of God moving my life the way it's been moving? If you can understand it, you can understand why God anointed me. You can understand why it's happening. Then you can have it. Because see, here's what we must understand. The anointing is not attached to a person. The anointing is attached to God's agenda. So the reason why you are connected to apostle is that you can first see how the power works and then understand why the power works like that. Because when you understand why the power works like that, then you can get a double portion of it. So there you get a double portion to do what God has called you to do. Are you seeing this? See, Elisha had to understand why Elijah was anointed the way he was anointed. See, we must understand the anointing is attached to God's agenda. And a lot of times, because we're human, God has made it easy for us to put his agenda in a person. Why do you think God told Abram, I'm going to bless those that bless you? Because God wanted Lot to hang around long enough so he can understand why God was using Abram like he was using him, so he can use him the same way. But he didn't stay long enough. The anointing of God is attached to his agenda. So if you can understand, what I mean understanding why God anointed apostle the way he anointed him. In order to find it out, you got to be able to ask questions. God, why did you anoint him like you anointed him? For what purpose? When you do that, Now you have an opportunity to understand why the anointing functions on his life like it functions. When you begin to understand that, you begin to see your life clearer. And the same anointing that is, and see here, watch this. You halfway there. And some of y'all had, you got one part already. He asked for what? A double portion, right? Yes. Every last one of us got one part already. I see, I got to prove it to you. 1 John 2. 1 John 2. So you got to realize that Elisha didn't have God living on the inside of him. You got to realize Elisha didn't have Jesus living on the inside of him. You got to realize Elisha didn't have the Holy Spirit as a helper. As a matter of fact, when he got the double portion, he made a statement that none of us should make. He made a statement, the God of Elijah. No, Jesus lives on the inside of me. 1 John 2. Watch this. 1 John 2. See, get out your mind. You can go there. You can walk in a double portion of apostles' anointing. And Elijah gave us the answer of when it's going to happen. If you can understand why God anointed him the way he anointed him, then you can have access to it. So you ain't got to wait till he go nowhere. Man, listen, I need the double portion operating in my life today. You know, let me give an example of what I mean. I was in college. I didn't know all what I know now, but I was in college about the double portion. But as I look back, I seen how God was allowing me to walk in. I was in college and we was building this building. I was a junior in LSU and we were in the last stage of this building. So Brother Ronica, remember, Bernard, Larry, remember, man, we were here the last stage of this building. We were here sometimes all night trying to meet a deadline. Which had me, while I'm in college, I was carrying 15 hours. But we was here working, we were working long shifts, trying to get this building done. It caused me to miss some classes. And with this one class in particular that I needed to go to my senior year. And the professor emailed me. He said, I see you hadn't been in class. I wasn't skipping. I'm here working. He said, come in and come talk to me. Yes, sir, no problem. I went in and talked to him. He said, man, explain to me why you've been missing class. I see you've been turning your work in, but why you been missing class? I said, sir, I'm going to be honest with you. My dad is building a church in Darrow, and I've been helping, and we've been working long shifts trying to meet a deadline, trying to get it done. That professor looked at me. He said, I like what you're doing. Just come to the exam and write your name on the test and you can leave. When you understand, see, I understood what made him so anointed, so I wanted to be a part of it. So when I put my hands to it, God took care of it. Now, that only happened one time. It only happened one time. I wish it had happened a whole bunch of times, but it only happened that one time. Now, the double portion simply means this, that the anointing that already abides in you, 1 John 2:27, it becomes intensified. It becomes intensified so you can handle life situations easily. The double portion simply means this. You're going to have an anointing to take care of your personal stuff, and the other part of your anointing is going to handle what God has called you to do. But you must understand. That's why God, you be seated, maybe seated. That's why God connected you to apostle. That's why that principle, that's why God connected Elisha to Elijah. That's why God connected David to Samuel. See, Saul didn't understand. He didn't understand the assignment. He didn't understand God's agenda, which means he wanted the ability but didn't want to follow the orders. When you understand what it means to understand, when you start saying, "Okay, God, why apostle is anointed the way he's anointed? Help me understand." See, and that's where the Holy Spirit gets involved. See, watch this. 1 John 2:27. "But the anointing which ye have received of him," meaning God, "abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it taught you, ye shall abide in him." So you are already halfway there. Apostle is teaching us how to intensify the anointing in our lives. What it means to intensify? It means that there can be no yoke, no burden that can stand up to me without being removed and destroyed. No yoke. No yoke. You ain't gonna stop me from living this abundant life, and you ain't gonna stop me from doing what God has called me to do. It all is based upon, do you understand the agenda? Do you understand the assignment? See, now it shifts. Now it shifts. It shifts why you come to church. See, now I'm coming to church to solve my problems. I'm not coming here to try to figure out how to take care of my issues. I'm coming here so I can understand the assignment a little better. I can understand the agenda of God. Because if I can understand the agenda of God, that means I have access to a double portion of the anointing. My anointing intensifies. The ability that God has given me. Yes. The ability that God has given you becomes intensified. The anointing enables you to accomplish the task of God despite all opposition. Yes. So it doesn't matter what get in your way. Whether it be physical, whether it be mental, or whether it be spiritual. Anything that gets in your way, if you understand the assignment, got to get out your way. I don't care if it's physical, I don't care if it's in your body. I don't care if it's in some relationships you have. I don't care if it's in your mind, it's mental. See, some of y'all are walking or have been having the capabilities to walk in a double portion, but you haven't because of mental blocks. Mental blocks that, oh, I can't go there. Or, man, apostle is really anointed. Man, he's anointed. Man, he's anointed. When are you going to say I'm anointed? Take your eyes off the exploits. God anointed him. In other words, what God called him to do because of what he understood from his spiritual father. He understood the assignment of his spiritual father. It allowed him to walk in the self-same anointing, an intensified anointing. And so what God called him to do, he's doing it sweatless. Don't pay attention to, don't watch it. Don't pay attention to the results of his anointing. Pay attention to the function of his anointing. Because I don't need his results. I got different stuff going on. I need that double portion or that power or the ability to complete God's task despite all opposition working in my life so I can do what he's called me to do. So I want you to look, I want you to think about what God has put you in a position, what God has called you to do. See, I need that, I need you to understand it's not about doing the same exploits as apostle. It's about you understanding why God anointed him the way he anointed him. You understanding the assignment. You understanding the agenda. And then once you understand it, you see where you fit in at. And then God begins to use you wherever you may be. So things that were hard to you become easy. Things that seem like it's impossible to deal with, it becomes possible. Are you seeing this? Elijah said, if you see me. Now, watch this. Here's how I know it wasn't physical. Are you ready? Because see, some of y'all still don't believe me. Some of y'all still think it's because Elijah saw that chariot and the whirlwind. You believe because he saw him go up in that chariot and that whirlwind is because it's the reason why he got a double portion. No, it's because he understood why Elijah was anointed. Let me prove to you why. Go back to 2 Kings. Let me prove to you. Back to 2 Kings. Second Kings 2. Look at verse 15. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him. What that means? They were on the other side of that water watching everything going down. They saw the chariot. They saw the whirlwind. So why they ain't get a double portion? Come on now. Come on. Come on. Come on, why did not they get, they saw the chariot, they saw the whirlwind, why did not they get the double portion? Come on, let's think about that. If it was based on physical sight alone, why did they, because they saw it, it said they were there viewing. As a matter of fact, they knew Elijah was going to get caught up today. Because if you go further in the second chapter, you go further up, they say they were making fun of Elisha. So you know your master going to be taken from you today. So they knew they were there and they saw, but they didn't get. So it's not based on physical sight. God dog it. It's not just based on you showing up here. It's not just based upon you being here on Sundays and Wednesdays. It's what do I? But do you understand? Which means you're going to have to go to God for yourself and ask God questions. Apostle always said this. He said some things can be taught. But some things got to be caught. There's some things that apostles can teach us. But there's some things. Come on, 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 come on. Go back to 1 John 2. Go back to 1 John 2. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm seeing what this means now. I see what this means. 1 John 2. 1 John 2. 1 John 2. Yes, sir. I receive. 1 John 2. 27. Look at the B part. And ye need not that any man teach you. That's the cart part. That's the cart part. That's the part that you got to catch. Which means you're going to have to spend time with God on your own to catch some stuff that an apostle can't teach you. This is why he pushes us to meditate, pushes us to pray in the Holy Spirit, pushes us to spend time with God. Because there are some things. Matter of fact, we were sitting at the table last week, and Dr. Forbes mentioned, he said, Apostle, I noticed that, you know, you don't get through all your notes. You don't get through all your notes. You get through, you know, even sometimes you get prepared notes and sometimes you don't even touch your notes. A lot of times we'd be sitting at the table on Sunday after service. And she'd tell her, look at the apostle and say, hey, apostle, you ain't said nothing I typed. Nothing. You ain't even touched nothing. And we bust out laughing because the Holy Spirit is constantly talking to him, right? He said, so Dr. Ford says, so Dad, those other notes, you know, how are we supposed to get there? What? And while he was sitting there, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, the part that he doesn't say, you got to go to God for yourself. We serve the same God. We serve the same God. We praying to the same God. We spending time with the same God. So whatever God couldn't get through him in that hour, if I go to understand, here's the beautiful thing about God. God will reveal it to you in a way that you can understand and apply to your life and your situation and your calling. See, remember now, the fivefold has been given to us for the perfecting, the maturing of the saints. The maturing of the saints so they can do what they call to do. That's what the work of the ministry is. So they can do what God has called them to do. So they can run their race. They can finish their course. There are some things that can be taught, but some things that got to be caught. The anointing is one of those things that got to be caught. You can have principles all day long. You can have, but that anointing is something that has to be caught. And if you don't understand why the origins of the anointing, why you anointed him so much? Because when you start, so blessed are those that do thirst and hunger after righteousness. What it says? They shall be filled. So when you go after, God, I want to know. I want to understand. First of all, God, why you connected me to him? Have you ever asked that question? God, why have you, because remember now, Genesis 12 and 3, God told Abram, I'm going to bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you until all the families of the earth be blessed. Right? So the question, God, why have you connected me to him? Why? For what reason? When you ask that, because every last one of us got the same testimony. God called me here. Am I right? If God ain't call you here, you're gonna be confused around here. Online, are you watching online? God called you here. If God ain't call you here, you're gonna be confused. So I'm not just satisfied with God calling me here. God, why you got me here? Out of all the thousands of churches, out of all the thousands of people that you got preaching the gospel, why did you specifically tell me to connect to him? See, again, it sounds like I'm preaching about apostle, but I'm not. I really want you to see the agenda that God has assigned him to. I want you to understand the agenda God has assigned him to. Because when you can understand his agenda, that, Habakkuk,
take your time and find it, because I got to take your time and find it myself. Habakkuk. Habakkuk 2. Habakkuk 2, verse 1. Watch this. I will stand up on my watch and set me up on the tower and will watch. This is God talking to Habakkuk. And to watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Verse 2. And the Lord answered and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. It had to be written on tables in Old Testament because we were not born again in the Old Testament. You could not be born again in the Old Testament. So God didn't have access to your spirit. So you had to write it on tables. So those that read it and could understand it and could identify with it, they can walk with it. Uh-uh. Run. You ain't running. You ain't going nowhere fast if you don't know where you're going. See, if you don't know where you're going, you're feeling your way. But if you know where you're going, you can get there quicker. If you know the direction, you can run there. You can do what you got to do. In the New Testament, it's no longer written on tables. It's written in our hearts. It's written on the inside. So that's why you have to spend time with God. You have to spend time with God. So God, and the way you spend time with God, and the way you do it is you start off, let me make it simple for you. It's easy. Just follow the clues. What I mean, follow the clue. Okay, God, you told me, I heard your voice. You say, come here. You say, connect to apostle. He's my pastor. He's my apostle. Okay, God, why? So you're following the clues. See, you heard his voice to make one step. Connect. So now the next thing is, okay, God, why? See, do not just get caught up because I come here and I get to experience the anointing on Sundays and Wednesdays. I get to experience it. Don't get caught up on that. You are experiencing it so that you can know what to do for yourself. So now, God, why? Why are you connecting me to apostle? You let the Holy Spirit get involved in answering that. Now, if there is a difficult part, here's the most difficult part about this. Nobody can answer that question for you but the Holy Spirit. So if you don't go, if you don't ask the questions, if you don't inquire why, can't nobody else do it for you? I can only inquire why God connected me here for myself. I can't even do it for my daughters. I can show them. I can teach them how to hear the voice of God,
but they got to go for themselves and say, God, what, why, God, why did you put me here? Why did you connect me to apostle? Because soon as you, and now that, watch this. The answer is never ending. So don't get it confused that you're going to get one answer and then you're just going to take off. let's get the inner meaning of Elijah and Elijah. If you read in the first part of Kings 2, you would see where Elijah kept trying to shake Elisha. Yeah. Kept trying to shake him. He said, nah, Elijah, wherever you go, that's where I'm going. Wherever you go, he said, I'm going over here. I want you to stay here and I'll be back. He said, wherever you go, that's where I'm going. Let's get the inner meaning of that. Let's get the inner meaning of that. First of all, the reason why Elisha had to stay on the heels of Elijah is because, watch this, we didn't have the recreated human spirit. So he had to stay on his heels physically. But on this side of the cross, we got Jesus living on the inside of us. And so watch this, with Jesus living on the inside of us, there's some things that the Holy Spirit is going to teach us that we can't learn from the pulpit. Listen, you're not taking no shine away from apostle. Matter of fact, he's like Moses. I don't know if you remember in Exodus, Numbers, the 11th chapter. Jethro was Moses' father-in-law. And Jethro told Moses, you need to get you some help. Get you some help. Because if not, you're going to kill yourself trying to answer all these people. So Moses went to God about it. And God said, I want you to choose 70 elders. He said, I want you to bring them into the midst, into the center of the tabernacle. He said, now listen to this now. He said, this is God coming down. He said, I'm going to meet you in the middle of the tabernacle, in the center of the tabernacle with the 70. He said, listen to this, God. God said, I'm going to take the spirit that is on you, Moses. God himself came down and said, I'm going to take the spirit that is on you, Moses, and put it on them. Think about that. God came down. Why he just didn't give it to him himself? Why God did just say, I'm going to take my spirit and put it on them? Because it's something that God wanted them to understand about Moses that can't be taught. It got to be. God come down, he says, I'm going to take the spirit that is on you and put it on them. Watch this. There were two that God didn't call, that Moses didn't choose. There were two that Moses did not choose. Moses chose the 70. But there were two that Moses did not choose, but God chose them. So my question, name Eldad and Medad. Numbers 11 chapter, go read it for yourself. Eldad and Medad. And the Bible says God took the spirit of Moses and put on them two, and they started prophesying in the crowd. So my question is, what was it about them two that caused God to take the spirit off of Moses and put it on them? They understood something. They understood the agenda. God knew in their heart. They had been searching. They had been looking. They had been saying, God, why are you anointed? Why are you anointed Moses the way you anointed him? See, Moses only aware of the 70. But there were two. Joshua came to Moses. If you keep reading, Joshua came to Moses and said, Moses, look, they got two of them that you ain't choose. There's two of them out there. that's prophesying and operating like the ones you chose. Moses say, "Wow, you jealous for me? Watch this." He said, "I wish that they all." Apostle wish that you all operate at the same intensity that he operates in. Nobody should be left out. 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 Every last one of us online, every last one of us can operate in the same. Listen, he keep telling us, every time he testified, apostles keep telling us, he said God came to him and told him, "I've given you the self-same anointing as Brother Hagin." What y'all waiting on is y'all waiting on God to tell y'all. He told you. He told you to come here. He told you to connect. Why would God call you to connect to be around somebody that you can't become? See, y'all waiting on God to tell y'all. He told you already. He told you. When he told you. When he told you, this is your pastor. This is your pastor. That's what he talked to. Thus said the Lord. You can walk in the same anointing. This is God talking through me to you. Thus said the Lord. You can walk in the same anointing as apostle. Why would he connect you to apostle if he didn't want that to happen? God told Abram, "I'm going to empower those to prosper. Those that empower you to prosper," he said, "I'm going to be responsible for empowering them to prosper." God is telling you, it's there for you. But you can't be satisfied just being here. You can't be just satisfied with just showing up. You be seated. You can't be just satisfied with just saying, "I went to church Sunday morning." Why? Why? In Proverbs say, "And all thy getting, get understanding." Understand. Again, why is the apostle anointed? A gentleman came to me. He said, "Man, I won't know an apostle. I won't. Being physically close to an apostle, I know some people been physically close to an apostle ain't got nothing. Sitting in his presence, they ain't got nothing. So physical proximity ain't the answer. Spiritual proximity. Are you going in the supernatural? Are you having conversations with God and asking God, "God, okay, give me clarity on this. God, why he moved this way? God, why he did what he did this way? God, when you ask those questions with something you don't understand, God, explain to me why he did it that way. God, show me, give me insight." And the more questions you ask God, the clearer it becomes. When the clearer it becomes, the more intensified your anointing becomes. When your anointing become intensified, that means the things that you were dealing with that seemed like they were hard to deal with, they all of a sudden become sweatless. I don't know if you noticed, there's been a shift in the body of Christ to where it looks like we're not getting as many healing miracles as we did back in the day. The reason why it looks like that is because a shift is taking place. What shift is taking place? The shift from the pastoral model to the apostolic model. You don't have to wait on nobody to lay hands on you. Back in the day, they had to lay hands on them. That's how they had all them tent meetings and all them revivals, because they needed somebody to lay hands because we weren't far along progress. But now, maturity is taking place. So because there's a lady in this church that suffered an aneurysm. Prayed for over the phone. Walked clean through it. Went to get a procedure the other day. And they went in there and said, "It looked like you never had an aneurysm." It was her, her daughter, and her son standing on the word, knowing what to do. And all they kept doing, all they kept doing, they either text me or text Chantel and say, let Apostle know this is where we at right now. This is where we at. This is where we at. This is the progress we're making. This is the progress we're making. It wasn't, Apostle, we don't know what to do. We need to come right up here and pray for us. We don't, God, we so scared. We ain't never heard none of that from them. Why? Because they understand the same anointing that Apostle walks in, they can walk in. So from now on, whatever you hear Apostle talk about the God telling him he had the same anointing as Brother Hagin, talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. Again, I'm closing here. Again. Do not pay attention to the exploits. The anointing is burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. It has no name on yokes, has no name on burdens. Apostle is dealing with a different set of yokes and burdens. You dealing with a different set of yokes and burdens. But the anointing is the same. And then Elijah gave us the answer of how we can get a double portion. Because if you can understand God's agenda through Apostle, why God is anointing him the way he anointed him, why God is using him the way he uses him. If you can see this is just not for ministerial ranks. What I'm telling you is not just for ministerial. They can apply it. But this is for everybody. Every last one of us, can you imagine how this world could be turned upside down if every last one of us realized that we can walk in the same anointing that Apostle walks in? Some of you all have it, but that mental block. Because you think you can't go there. I ain't asked you to do what Apostle doing. I asked you to function like him. Ain't no sense in me coming here trying to act like Apostle. We got one already. We don't need another one. But I need his anointing to do what God has called me to do. Listen, I need his anointing to help me help him. I'm going to say it again. Every last one of y'all can operate in the same anointing. Oh, it's going to cost you. Oh, yeah, it's going to cost you. What is going to cost you? It's going to cost you going to spend time. Jesus had the boy that was dumb and had a foul spirit in him. The man brought the boy to the disciples. Disciples couldn't cast him out. And he brought him to Jesus. He said, Jesus, I brought him to the disciples first, but they couldn't cast him out. When Jesus saw the people running, he cast that demon out of the boy. And the boy and the father went on their way. So when the disciples got to the private quarters with Jesus, they say, Jesus, how come we couldn't cast that demon out? Why we couldn't do it? If you notice Jesus' answer, let me tell you what Jesus didn't say first. Jesus didn't say only stuff like this, only things can happen like that is by you being Jesus Christ and him crucified. That ain't what he said. He ain't say you have to be in the fivefold for this to happen. He said things like this can only happen through fasting. So I got a question for you. Can you fast? Can you pray? Can you do those two things? Now let me give you a fasting. Fasting ain't mean just because you ain't eating no food. The purpose of fasting is to focus. It's to focus. Can you fast from social media for a few hours? to spend time with God? Can you fast from the TV for a few hours to spend time with God? Can you fast from talking to your partner on the phone for a few moments? Can you fast? Can you set some time apart to fast and pray? Because Jesus said the only way you're going to be able to deal with these demons like this is by fasting. And he didn't say because you called to the fivefold. He didn't say because I'm the Christ. That's why I was able to cast that demon out. He didn't say none of that. He said this can only come by fasting and praying. I believe you can do those two. Yes, I believe you can do those two. Yes, I'm not getting enough. Yes, I said I believe y'all can do those two things. Yes. See, that's where the cost. That's what it's going to cost you. That's what it's going to cost you. If you realize how many hours and hours that apostle spends in prayer. I don't spend as many hours, but I'm trying. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. I've been there long enough to understand. I've been in God's face long enough to understand. And that's why I'm able. People don't realize. See, the reason why I get revelation is because of apostle. The reason why I get revelation is because I'm anointed. The reason why I get revelation is because I understand his assignment, so God empowers me to see things that I ain't seen normally. Yeah. That's the only reason why. It ain't no special ability. It's because I understand his assignment. I understand I'm supposed to help him. So when I'm supposed to help him, God calls me to see things that when I explain things, it becomes clearer. Yeah. That's the only reason why. It's because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So as he walks in his anointing where he's at, I walk in my anointing where I'm at. Yeah. You can do the same thing. Yeah. So I don't want you to walk out of here. I don't want you to walk out of here and think that this cannot happen to you. This can happen to you. Praise God.